This podcast is brought to you by Skin DH from Biotech Research. This cream really works. Skin DH is perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or having needles put in your face. Go to biotechresearch.com and use code HOWIE50 for $50 off and free shipping.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
There's so much corruption on the national level right now, and there's so many things that we're watching as far as 2022 goes, as far as 2024 goes. We're looking at the FBI. Attorney General Garland is going to make a statement at 2:30. And so needless to say, it can get kind of overwhelming. And sometimes because of that, and it's my fault, we lose track of what's happening here locally. And there's a story that crossed our desks a few days ago that we didn't have enough time to really dive into, and that is the fact that Mayor Wu is trying to give herself a nice fat pay raise, and not just herself, other top politicians in Boston. And so I was so delighted when one of our favorite guests, he's a fan favorite, Frank Mendoza, he's also the co-owner of Monica's Trattoria in the North End, when he texted me and said, can I come on and talk about Mayor Wu? And I thought, yeah, this would be a good time to bring this in. Frank, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Grace.
Frank, first of all, tell us what you make of this attempted pay raise by Mayor Wu. Is it good timing for Wu to try to bump up her pay?
No, I think it's a really bad timing. The average person who lives in Boston makes about like $75,000 to $76,000 a year. And to give herself and city council work, men and women, a raise at this time is kind of crazy. A city council person goes into work maybe once a week. Goes to a couple of teas and on Saturdays, meetings, neighborhood meetings. Not a lot of, not lifting up, doing anything major, okay? And they're getting paid $250,000 she wants to get paid. That's insane. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Now,
she's like a modern-day gangster.
Hold on, Frank.
$250,000, it's crazy.
I want to give people the numbers here, because you're right, it is a lot of money. The bump would put an extra $23,000 in the mayor's pocket after the next election, hiking pay in the corner office from $207,000 a year to $230,000. So that is a huge sum of money. The other part of this, Frank, that we should fill people in on is that you have your own issues with Mayor Wu's office. Give people a little background into that.
I'm one of the restaurants who was most spoken about the mandates that she had with the vaccine card and the mandate against the restaurants with the $750, $7,500 fee for the outside seating and $500 per car. So I'm totally against what she's doing. You know, to get $230,000 for what she's doing right now, I don't think it's worth it. The streets are destroyed. There's congestion all over the city. Anybody can walk around. There's graffiti everywhere. They're passing out needles at 10 o'clock in the morning in the West End. The Charlestown Bridge hasn't been worked on for over 9 months. She shakes down neighborhoods, okay? She enables and feeds the drug addicts. She gets driven to work every single day privately, okay? And I don't think a city council worker should be getting paid, even the six figures a day are getting paid right now, because they don't do much for the city. And people don't know it, you know? And to tell you the truth, what they're doing to the North End is unjustifiable, okay? She sends us a glorified list that anybody could have wrote up with the things that she spent the money on. She's a modern-day gangster. I mean, she should understand that 99% of the people who have video cameras in the North End are businesses, restaurants, and small businesses. Okay? I know how many times the police have worked detail in my corner. I know how many times the police work detail on Hanover Street. I know how many times they power wash. Okay? So this list of money that she spent on, I don't know where the money's going to. Nobody knows where the money's going to. She has no transactions that she's showing us that she's made. There's no receipts. Okay? There's just a list she glorified that she made. okay? And, you know, I think that everybody should be a little bit of upset that she's given herself a raise while everybody else in the city of Boston is struggling, all living paycheck to paycheck. The average person in the city of Boston makes $76,000, $76,000 a year. She's going to make $230,000. Why? She's from Chicago. She graduated high school from Chicago, and she came to Boston to Harvard. She's been a city council worker. You know, and they're giving themselves a raise. How can they not? And she's saying that she didn't decide to do this. Another group decided. Yeah, a group that works within her administration and her city hall.
You know, yeah, they're saying it's...
walks around the city...
They're saying, Frank, that it's because of the cost of living.
Well, she's living pretty good. We're already at $200,000 that she's making. $230,000 to be the mayor of the city of Boston? She has done nothing. There's bike lanes. I tell you how many people go through the bike lanes. They're hoping that 500,000 people go through the bike lanes, and right now they're not even close to 50,000. I see it every single day. I have one right outside my house. There's congestions all over the city. They want you to use the MBTA, okay? They want you to use buses, but they're all broken down. They're not working.
Or they're on fire.
Okay, why doesn't she use the bus every single day? Okay, she rode her bike once. It was 8 miles. You think she'll ever do that again? No. She did it once. Okay? And the power wash in the North End, they did it once. Okay? And you know how I know? I have proof of it. I have video cameras. And so does everybody else in the neighborhood. Okay? And even the people who supported her with the $7,500 charge for cleaning up the neighborhood, for beautifying it, okay? They have video cameras too. And they're getting pretty upset too because the money is nowhere to be found.
Well, Frank, let's talk about that for a second here, because there was a $7,500 fee in the North End for outdoor. They said it was for outdoor dining, and they didn't give this to any other areas in Boston. It was just the North End, and you felt like you guys were being discriminated against, especially after you put up with so much during the pandemic, during the lockdowns. And to justify it, they said, well, things are different in the North End. You know, there's outdoor dining. We have to clean up the streets after. And I remember you coming on the show and saying that a lot of these restaurant owners do all of their own maintenance. They make sure everything's clean. You know, they want to make sure it's good for their customers. And now you're basically telling us that all of that money that you were told was going to be used to help the restaurants deal with the outdoor dining, it's not even being used for that.
No, I don't think it's being used for that. Nobody thinks it's being used for that. You know, funny how she sends out a list of what she spends the money on, and then a week or 2 weeks later, she sends out another thing saying how she wants to get herself an increase in pay. Okay? And she's a liar. I have proof of how many times the city power washed my sidewalk, and I have proof of how many times I've done it. I do it every single day, and so does every other restaurant in the city of Boston and in the North End. Sorry. Every restaurant, we have 99% of the cameras we own. I have footage of how many times they power washed on Salem and Prince Street. Once. One time they've done it. Okay? There's potholes everywhere. There's cracked sidewalks everywhere. I have pictures of them. There's graffiti everywhere. I spent more money on my corner on Salem and Prince than she did in the whole North End. You know? Hanover Street looks like a broken down construction site. Okay? All those parking bumps or whatever that thing, I don't even know what they're called, those little sticks that are coming out, they're all broken. She's lucky that she lives in a city that the majority of the media is liberal and is for her, because nobody speaks about it. Okay? And to give herself a raise, you know what I mean, a tap in the back, and city councilwoman, a city councilman is supposed to be making how much they want to come up to, $136,000? They basically don't do anything. And they are lucky that the majority of the people are not informed. I went to the wrong business, Grace. Because if I knew I could make $230,000 being the mayor of Boston, I'd do it.
Well, I would vote for you, Frank.
She does. Because I know how to run a business, okay? And my business is a tiny version of what the city is. The city is a business, and she's doing a terrible job at it. And whoever thinks that she's supposed to be getting a raise, she's a liar. And I challenge her. Because I have footage of how many times they power wash Salem and Prince Street. I have footage of how many times police have been working detail on Salem and Prince Street. And so do my friends on further down Prince Street. So do my friends on Hanover Street. Okay? So she's a liar. Okay? And I challenge her. okay? These bus lanes are not even being used. There's not even buses being used.
Hey, Frank, but
there's congestion all over the city.
We don't have a lot of time left. I want to ask you a question here, because I think after the lockdowns were lifted, a lot of people who aren't in the restaurant business just assume that things bounce back, or, you know, things either shut down or you figured it out and now everything's good. What were the impacts of that kind of 2 years of not knowing if you were going to be able to open your restaurant? And are you still seeing some of those effects now?
You still do see an effect. I close at 8 o'clock. Okay. I told Maria used to be open from 9:30 in the morning to 11 p.m. Now I close at 8 o'clock, okay? The restaurant, I close on Mondays. I've been open for 29 years. I never close a day. It would be 7 days a week. Now, staffing is almost impossible, okay? You know, the majority of people who come into the city to work, you use the public transportation, you know, the city has grown, so there is a lot of competition out there, so there's a lot more work out there, you know? The impacts, yeah, we've defined the impacts. Imagine you have a government who's totally against you. Okay, I have my representative Aaron Michael, which doesn't speak to us. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's been really tough. You know what I mean? I know these people for a long time. You know, I could have spoke to the mayor before this, just like I speak to you. You know what I mean, I don't know who these people are. To me, they're all strangers. I don't know where they live. I don't know if they're blind when they walk to work, okay? I'm shocked what I see. But I know what I have, and I know the evidence I have, okay? I see them passing out needles, MassDOT, passing out needles in the West End at 10 o'clock in the morning on a side street that nobody walks on, okay? I see the traffic, and I'm not the only one, Grace. You know, and I think you know that too, Grace.
Yeah, no, I do. I do, Frank. Frank, everyone's asking me where they can check out your restaurant. You know, this is what happens every time you come on. People love to hear from you. Go ahead.
Me and my family, we're on 67th Prince Street in the North End. We also have a location right across the street, 130 Salem Street, Monica's Mercato and Monica's Trattoria. And Grace, thank you so much. And I would love to see the mayor any day of the week. I sit down with the mayor.
Awesome.
I like to disagree and agree with people.
I know, Frank. I know your door's open. I just don't know if hers is. But I appreciate you calling in, Frank. You're always welcome on the Grace Curley Show. We love having you, and we'll have you on again soon. Skin DH sold out in minutes during last week's Cheap Bastard deal with Howie, but for 1 week only. Biotech Research, a sister company of Eden Pure, is giving $50 off with code GRACE50. This cream really works. I've had dark circles under my eyes. That's something I've always had to deal with, but I put this on, and within minutes, they were a lot lighter. The dark circles were incredibly diminished. I do have to say, though, that it worked wonders on Howie, because he has bags under his eyes. He won't get mad at me for saying that. He always talks about it. And this really did make such a difference for him. It's perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or if you're nervous about having needles in your face. And it uses a peptide that mimics a critical, crucial protein found in Botox that is responsible for activating the muscle contraction that kind of smooths and tightens the skin. So it gives you a more youthful appearance. Get Skin DH for $50 less than the regular price of $99. For that special occasion or night out, Skin DH gives your face the pick-me-up that you've been looking for. All you have to do is go to biotechresearch.com and use code GRACE50. That's biotechresearch.com, code GRACE50, to save $50 off their regular price of $99. Shipping is free. We're getting a lot of texts into the text line saying, Grace, he's absolutely right. They should wash the streets in the North End. Yeah, I know. And there's so many problems in this city. And it is absurd that all of these people who I thought were all about, you know, tolerance and social justice and all these things, and they're interested now in pay raises. I don't understand what that's about. Well, the pay raises, I thought that was the last thing on the priority. I thought we were paying our fair share, not licking the trough. 844-500-4242. We will do a lot in the next segment, and you're welcome to call in. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Great news when it comes to food prices. Food at home is the number you want to look at, up 1.3% in July, and year over year, up 13.1%. And let's look at some of these items that we're seeing increases, but some decreases on. So first, beef, chicken, we're seeing that up 0.8%, chicken up 1.4%.
The chickens. Joe Biden's not going to be happy about that. He's a big chicken guy. In fact, Delaware has more chickens than all of the people, what is it, in the United States of America or in the world? I can't remember.
Chickens.
I'm not a chicken
expert.
There's
more chickens than there are Americans.
You know, we should really start keeping a tally of all of the things that Joe Biden is an expert on. I don't know why he feels the need to bring in all of these, you know, journalists and people from academia to talk about, to teach him anything, because he knows everything. He's a car guy. He's a train guy. He's a chicken guy. He's a baseball guy. He's a football guy. He's a family guy. He's a numbers guy. He's a business guy. He's every man. And we're so proud of him. Today's poll question is brought to you by Global Unrest. ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase. That's ReadyWise.com. Just go there and use code Howie10. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think Merrick Garland had no prior knowledge of the date and time of the raid?
No. No, that was what is being claimed in a piece from Newsweek from some sources. They say that
human sources.
Yeah, human sources. That's a very important part of this. They say that Merrick Garland had no idea. I don't know if he found out about it on TV like Joe Biden and Barack Obama and everybody else, or maybe if he pulled a Bernie Sanders and tried to grab a Wall Street Journal off of his neighbor's front porch. But no, I'm going to say that he knew more than he's letting on. I'm skeptical of Merrick Garland, and I have no reason to be. He's handled things so well thus far by going after parents who go to school board meetings, by locking away January 6th people and confiscating their Lego sets. There's no reason for me to question Merrick Garland's judgment, and yet, here we are.
80% of the audience now believes no, he had to know what happened.
Well,
was going to happen.
The good thing is we will know the truth when he talks to us at 2:30, when he makes his statement. And I'm sure there'll be no deflection coming from Merrick Garland here. I'm sure this won't become somehow our fault. Do you think he'll blame the... Who do you think Merrick Garland will blame for this total colossal mistake? The unvaccinated, the oil oligarchs, the big four meat conglomerates, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis. I don't know who he's going to go after next.
We actually have an early preview of what he will say today.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Excellent. I love it. Jared, could we do a really quick where in the world is Kamala Harris? Because I have been missing her so much. This is
Sweetum.
Tell me where in the world is
Kamala Harris.
The vice president has been rather quiet lately, but she did have the time to repeat Joe Biden's biggest whopper. That's the part of this that drives me crazy, is that he doesn't just say a lie. It's so insulting to the American people to say it's 0% inflation, as if anyone believes that. But then everyone else in his orbit repeats the lie and doubles down on the stupidity. So let's have Kamala Harris cut 7.
The president, in my vision for the future, also means lowering costs for Americans. Today we learned that last month our economy had 0% inflation. In July, we saw a drop in gas prices and a range of other goods like clothing and airfares and household appliances, which means more money in the pockets of working families.
Shameless. They are shameless. And Martha McCallum had a great question for Gene Sperling about this Inflation Reduction Act and all these claims that Kamala and Joe are making. And we'll play that sound for you when we come back. Taking your calls for the entire last hour. It's 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in here. We are tuned into Fox. And if during this next half hour, Attorney General Merrick Garland makes a statement, which he's scheduled to, but I don't know if he goes by Joe Biden scheduling or, you know, normal human scheduling. So we will find out. But we will go to it. We will take it live. I'm glad I'm looking at Martha
McCallum.
Maybe
nobody told him it was happening.
Yeah, he's just finding out now. He's in the green room of the White House going, wait a second. The Chiron says Attorney General Garland has to make a statement. Is that me? Do they want me to comment on this? He's just going to go out and say, I had no idea. Oh, we've got somebody. We've got somebody at the podium. I don't think it's time yet, though. Martha McCallum is speaking, and I'm glad because it reminded me that she had a great question for Jean Sperling. And I never even thought of this because there's so much this administration does that's a slap in the face to taxpayers everywhere and a slap in the face to Americans who care about our border. But she drew in two connections here, and I want to play it for you. This is Martha McCallum talking to Jean Sperling. This is, Jared, I'm missing it here.
I want to ask you one question, but just please let me ask it, and then I got to go. If you're a border official and you can barely get your job done and people are overrunning the border, right, and you are begging for help on that southern border, what do you say to that Border Patrol official when you are telling them that you're going to add tens of thousands of people at the IRS, but you're not going to add to their, you're not going to go down there and help them out?
You know, I think those are all reasonable issues on the border security. I'm not going to pretend that that is my area of expertise.
Of course not. That's a fancier, that's a different way of saying sources and methods. You know, I can't comment on that. We've got a lot of other brilliant people who are focused on that. While we wait for the Attorney General to speak, we have plenty of other things that we could get to. In fact, Jared, could I get a little bit of a New York City vibe going? Because I've got some Big Apple news.
I'm leaving today.
Eric Adams, the man, the myth, the legend, and the mayor. He's intensifying his feud with Greg Abbott. I reported to you yesterday, or I read to you yesterday, that he's threatening to send New Yorkers to Texas. Because that's definitely going to remind people of how bad they have it in Texas, is if annoying liberal New Yorkers show up and start talking to them about Greg Abbott. I'm sure that that's what's going to make them say, you know what, we need somebody new. Where's that Beto guy? I haven't seen him or his skateboard in years. But beyond that, he's saying things like, oh, you know, the migrants coming in on buses. He described it as horrific. Now, if people in New York City knew how many migrants come into Texas every day, they might be pretty blown away. But of course, they only think of themselves. They only, you know, Eric Adams is, at this point, it's clear he's a narcissist. If you need more proof of that, last night he partied yet again.
I thank God I'm the mayor right now.
Yeah, and I think the club scene thanks God that Eric Adams is the mayor because he hit up another club, the new members-only club at Amen, New York. Another day, another club opening for New York City Mayor Eric Adams. A source tells us he arrived late and stayed late at the club. This, by the way, on the day the New York Times ran a page one story with the headline, Anxious New Yorkers Worry Whether Eric Adams is the Man for the Moment. And they say that there's a noticeable presence. He has a noticeable presence on the city's nightlife scene. I understand as the mayor, you want to show up. You have to do all these kind of goofy things. I mean, Lord knows that de Blasio eating on camera or wearing basketball jerseys and stuffing French fries into his face is burned into my brain in a way that I wish it wasn't. So I understand this is part of the job. But the club scene, I don't really get. Like, you do... I lose a little bit of faith that your so concerned about the illegal immigrants showing up, which, by the way, they got an invitation. You said it's a sanctuary city, so I don't know why you're acting like this is not good news. But on one hand, you're telling us how horrific it is, how you're going to send New Yorkers to Texas to really let Texans know that they've got to get rid of this Greg Abbott guy. And then later that night, you're hitting up the clubs. He's going to all these different club openings. It's really, really strange. Tensions, now this is from The Hill, it says tensions are high as New York City Mayor Eric Adams deals with an influx of migrants. Again, if you look at the numbers, the total numbers of people going into New York City, I think it's pretty equal to how many illegal aliens go into Texas on a daily basis. Just, and not that it's apples to apples, because I know that according to New Yorkers, based off an article I read from the New York Times, that New York City, New York doesn't have the infrastructure for this. They weren't built for this. Texas was built with the intention of having people cross into their state illegally. Texas was built to deal with crazy lawlessness. That's what Texas was founded on. The Lone Star State said, hey, we've got the infrastructure. Open the border. We've got the infrastructure. But not New York. Which, again, is strange because New York's talked such a big game about how they want to take in the huddled masses. And now, a little late, they're telling us they're not built for it. That might have been helpful a few years ago when you were saying you were a sanctuary city.
Yeah, I mean, why did you even write that poem?
Exactly. Have they read it recently? We got some people on the lines here. Let's go to Kevin. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes. Concerning Merrick Garland, you know, your survey question, kind of double-edged. If he says, yes, he knew about it, that's one thing. But if he didn't know about it, what does that say about his leadership of the department? You know, you're going to have the FBI raid the former president of the United States, and the head of the Justice Department knows nothing about it?
No, you're right. It would be pretty absurd if that's the case. It would show a real lack of leadership. And that's believable, too. So I'm kind of torn. Like, it's believable that he knew about it and he okayed this. And it's also believable that he's so out to lunch that Christopher Wray is just calling all the shots. I should make note that Christopher Wray, who couldn't hang around the Senate Judiciary Committee because he had to get on his private plane, our private plane that we pay for as taxpayers, to go to the Adirondacks before this raid took place. And they're saying that I think Wray was the one who really knew about this, allegedly.
Yeah, it would not surprise me with the way these slime agencies are driven. If somebody just decided not to loop Garland in, you know, Bay of Pigs style, like with the CIA, and they just said, nah, we're just going to do this, and they left him out to dry.
That's what I...
But he can't admit that, obviously, like Kevin was saying.
I don't know, though, because in the Newsweek article, and usually these articles, if it's a liberal-leaning outlet and they have information from a source, it's because they got the okay to try to make things easier for a head honcho. And in this case, I think Merrick Garland wanted that narrative out there that he wasn't involved in this, which makes me think that they really didn't understand how jarring this was going to be for the American public. And I don't just mean conservatives. I mean people who might be, I mean, people who are Trump deranged, they love this. They're salivating. But people who are not as in tune with politics, but keep an eye a little bit on what's going on, this is scary to people because you know that if they can do this to Trump, they can do this to you. And it has a very chilling effect on the public. And I don't think Garland or any of these hacks knew that people were going to have this adverse reaction to it.
Again, half the country may hate Donald Trump. 100% of the country hates the FBI.
Yeah. No, you're right. There's few things that can bring us together. But the left hates Trump so much, Jared. The things that they've hated in the past become good again if they're against Donald Trump. You know, now they love the FBI because the FBI went after Trump. Now the FBI could do no wrong. Jake, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jake.
It's absolutely bizarre to talk to a Democrat about anything concerning Trump. So I just had discussions about this, and this Democrat was telling me, oh, well, it's not a raid. You can't say it was a raid. Well, what is it when you go in, you break someone's safe? You know, it's just crazy that they're not reasonable, rational people. Like, I try to be objective, and you can't even give them you know, a point. You know what I mean?
No, they argue with everything.
Talk to these people.
No, and you know what, Jake? That's ridiculous because I believe the FBI called it a raid. So we're going based off their verbiage. And Jared, you can fact check me on that, but I'm pretty sure they did. But this conversation that Jake had, they're having that at MSNBC. Like, it's all about the semantics. That's what drives me crazy. It's not about what's happening at the border. It's about not calling it a crisis. It's not about what's happening with the economy. It's about not calling it a recession. It's not about what's happening with the price of things. It's about not calling it inflation. It's infuriating. It's madness. It's Orwellian. And it gets us nowhere. And furthermore, gaslighting people with all of these semantics and these word games is going to motivate people to vote because they hate this. People hate being lied to. People hate being spoken to like they're morons. Jimmy, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, good afternoon, Grace. I heard you talking about Eric Adams and how he's outraged with the illegals being bussed up from Texas. So he's outraged with a few dozen, but it seems that neither he or any other politicians in the New York metropolitan area have an issue with illegals being flown in by the hundreds to the Westchester County Airport in the wee hours of the morning when the airport is closed, and they don't seem to have any concern about where they're being dispersed or placed. So it's talk about duplicity, you know?
Yeah, and when you look at the numbers, Jimmy, this is the part of it that drives me crazy. I'm going to try to find the exact statistic here because David Marcus has a really good piece at The Spectator where he talks about this exact issue and how not only hypocritical, but how ludicrous it is that Eric Adams is trying to play the smallest violin for New Yorkers when people in Texas, like you just said, have been dealing with this forever. I'll find the exact tweet. And, oh yeah, he says, 100 illegal immigrants bussed to New York City is not a crisis. And earlier, he gave the number of the amount of people that cross into Texas on a daily basis. And New York has nothing to complain about. And if they want to complain, if they don't like having hundreds of illegal aliens sent in on buses, then maybe now's the time to call on, who's that guy who's in charge? Someone asked Jake Tapper who that guy is who's in charge. I think his name begins with a J. Maybe he could do something about it.
Is it the guy from the outfit over there? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while. I heard he's on vacation. 844-500-4242. We will be right back with your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
To the Grace Curley Show. It looks like history is repeating itself, and today Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled and the economy tanked. Inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of gold rise over 1,300%. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000. That's right, $5,000. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in just 3 years. So get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the BBB for 22 years. And my listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, that's 888-617-7994 or visit them online at monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. And the car crossover is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. You will love the house of value. When you don't see what you want on the lot, you can shop online and reserve your new Toyota from their incoming inventory. It's easy. Shop online at Toyota of Portsmouth. And while you're driving around in your Toyota, you might find yourself needing some gas. And our $50 gas winner today is David from Henderson, Nevada. Congratulations. All the way in Nevada. That's amazing. Congratulations to David. I was just telling people about this stat that kind of blew my mind when I hear about Eric Adams complaining about the number of illegal aliens in D.C. New York City says it has no way to handle 4,000 illegal migrants, but Texas, which is the state on the border that receives the most migrants, is forced to receive more than 4,000 migrants a day. In other words, I'm not feeling sorry for you, Mayor Eric Adams. I'm not going to cry for you about your current predicament. And I don't think you're crying either, based off your club activity as of late. One other thing about New York City, we're waiting for Attorney General Garland, but he's taking a long time. He must be, like I said, on the Joe Biden schedule. Nothing starts on time with this administration. Another thing about New York City that I've been reading about lately, Jared, is the shark problem. Have you read about this?
I have not.
The sharks are crazy lately, and they're taking over New York. A lot of people are going to pools now because they're afraid to go in the ocean. And I brought this up before because I've seen Man on the Street interviews where they ask people, they say, do you change your swim habits based off the sharks? But I had no idea that the sharks were such a big problem in New York, and Hochul's getting involved, and they're all, you know, they're trying to find a way to beat the heat, but also not get eaten.
You're going to make the sharks wear masks?
Yeah, well, that could work. 844-500-4242. And then one last thing on New York City. I've been really hyper-focused on New York City because I find that it's the epitome of all that's wrong with the liberal logic. Assault knives, fatal stabbings, surge in crime-infested New York City. Someone should tell that to Eric Adams when he finds his way out of a club. If you can catch him, whether when he's walking into the club or leaving the club, you should bring this up to him. This is from the New York Post. A cop told the Post, people aren't afraid to carry guns, so obviously they are not worried about carrying knives. Plus, it is a lot easier to get hold of a knife. If you get caught carrying a knife, even a machete, you just get a desk appearance ticket. It is a misdemeanor. There's no value for human life. Another cop added, they're letting bad guys go home. There's zero consequences for their actions. So you shouldn't wonder when you find out that someone who committed a crime has been arrested, I don't know, 50, 60 times. It shouldn't come as that big of a surprise to anyone. And one other story here that's on my desk as we await Attorney General Garland. Disney is bracing for streaming trouble ahead. They lower the target for Disney Plus subscribers. Do you have Disney Plus, Jared?
I do have Disney Plus.
You do? That's kind of a splurge.
Well, that's all the Marvel stuff is on there. So,
do you think that when they increase the price by 40%, you'll change your mind?
Probably not. I mean, I can afford the hit, so I like the Marvel stuff. I'll probably still keep paying it.
Disney announced steep price hikes on Disney Plus and Hulu, with the price of a Disney Plus subscription jumping nearly 40%. The price increases are likely to cause a significant chunk of customers to cancel their subscriptions. Not Jared Diglio. He is committed to the Marvel.
I am.
A phenomenon that Netflix experienced the last time it raised prices. You know what Netflix does, which drives me crazy? They'll put this thing in where they'll say, do you want to upgrade to a fancier, like high def, for only $4.99 more, and you almost accidentally click on it, and it's like, no, I don't need it any more high def. I can see everybody's pores on the TV. There's nothing more I need to see, and I don't want to pay anymore. Not that I pay for the Netflix. I'm on my mom's, but I'm looking out for Jean. I'm not letting her get bamboozled by these head honchos at Netflix, by these greedy oligarchs at Netflix. I don't think so. One last thing before I go here, and I know that Howie's going to talk about this on his show today, but we will be live tomorrow at Scally's down in Cape Cod, and you are more than welcome to stop by and see us. You can't make reservations, but you can stop by. I'll be there at 12, and I'll be there till 6 o'clock. So we're going to do Howie's show. We're going to do Police Blotter Facts Friday. We're going to have tons of fun there, and it's a perfect day to go by and say hello to us. And it's just one of our many summer remotes, but I think it's going to be a really, really fun one. We will be back tomorrow with more. Howie Carr comes up next. He's going to be able to probably take this Garland statement live as long as he gets out there before 7 o'clock tonight, which who knows. We'll be back tomorrow for our Friday show. Come see us at Scally's. We'll see you there. Have a good night. It's the Grace Curley Show.